And happy new year. This is our January 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We're coming to you from the Ramcota and Pier. Good to see everyone in person, and thank you to those that are joining us online today. We've got a few items that we need to go through, and then we'll have our election of officers and then jump right into our agenda, as we do have a robust agenda for today and tomorrow. The conflict of interest disclosure is one of the first items that I am required to read, so please bear with me as we go through our conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or matter of which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with a proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, and you may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they have a conflict of interest that they'd like to bring up at this time? Seeing none, we will move forward. And before I continue, I know we do have Commissioner Cole that was going to be joining us virtually, and he is joining us virtually as well. So just so that is on the record, Commissioner Cole is with us. And with that, we will look at the approval of the previous meeting minutes. This is from our last commission meeting that took place in December. These have been made available not only to the commission, but to the public to look over. We've all had the opportunity to look those over. Do we have any questions or comments or concerns about those minutes? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to approve those.
Oh.
Moved by Commissioner Bartley, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor of the December commission meeting minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? All right, those minutes are approved. And with that, we'll look at additional commissioner salary days. Again, oftentimes commissioners will work on behalf of the commission, the department, and the folks of South Dakota to attend meetings and do certain business. We do have Commissioner Beese down for one salary day. Commissioner Beese, if you could just share the nature of your work that you did on behalf of the commission.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we come to Pier and talked over prairie dogs and coyotes and that for our meeting that we had in the direction the department's going with that.
Very good, thank you. Do we have any other commissioner salary days? Seeing none, we do need to approve that, so we need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That commissioner salary day is approved. And with that, we will throw the microphone to our staff attorney, Nick Michaels, for license list request details.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The commission would turn to item agenda number 4A and their commission book. You'll see we have two separate requests for license lists. The first one here is from an individual by the name of Mary Slattery. She is requesting, quote, deer archery license holders associated with private land archery activity at a specific parcel within Sioux Falls city limits, that is namely 425 East Twin Oaks Road. And the stated purpose for this is public safety, accountability, and traceability when weapons are discharged in a residential area within Sioux Falls. There is a provision in Chapter 27 of Title I, which is South Dakota's Open Records Chapter, which lists several records that are exempt from public disclosure. One of those exemptions would be for records which, if disclosed, would constitute an unreasonable release of personal information. It's the department's position here that this list request will do just that. There is really only one permit that has been issued for this particular parcel. So this is really not a list request. It's a list of one. The department is concerned that the stated purpose would lend itself to hunter harassment. So it would be our recommendation with this license list request that the commission deny the request. And I can move to the second if the commission wishes, or if the commission wants to take action on this first, then we can. I will defer to the chair on that.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. I think I'd like to take action so we can do what we need to do with this one, and we'll move on to the next one. Any questions from the commission on this first item? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese. So in the past, we've always authorized these requests to people that are sending mailing out to gain hunters for their business or something like this. And this is a request for an individual just to see who's hunting in that position spot. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, that is correct, Commissioner Beese.
So for that, I'd make a motion to deny that request.
We have a motion to deny. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lockett. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, we do need to move forward with action. We need, with that, let me back up. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. So that one is the commission approves to deny that particular request. So now we can move on to the next one.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This second request comes from an organization named Rock and Diamonds Outdoor, represented here by Tom Botensek. The stated purpose for this request, which is a non-resident pheasant list, there's about 2,000 licenses on that list. The stated purpose here is used to advertise a new lodge that was built in 2025. As Commissioner Beese alluded, we do have an administrative rule that lays out instances where this body would typically deny a license list request. That really is only for when there's a promotion or advertisement of things such as gambling, alcohol, beverages, or offensive or pornographic materials. The stated purpose here for this list request does not seem to fit under that category, so the department sees no issue with releasing that list request and would recommend as much to the commission here.
Any questions? Seeing none, we do need to take action.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Locken.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Till. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Those opposed, that request is approved. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. Any other details we need on these two items?
No, Madam Chair. I would turn things back over to you.
Very good. I appreciate that. We are now to number five on our agenda, the election of officers. This is something that, as a commission, we do every January. And with that, the first item up will be for the chair of the commission, and I will relinquish the gavel over to the vice chair.
Good afternoon, everyone. At this time, we are, like our chairman said, we're requesting nominations for the chairman's position at this time. We'll take nominations. Commissioner Teal.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Stephanie Rissler to remain in the chair. She does a great job. She's very involved in South Dakota, not just at these meetings, but all over the place, and does a wonderful job organizing these conversations. So I would like to nominate her.
Mr. Commissioner White, I second that motion. So take a vote. All in favor, signal aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Commissioner Rissler stays as our chair.
Very good. Thank you for that, Commissioner Beast, and thank you for the nomination and vote from my fellow commissioners. I appreciate that. And with that, we will move to the nomination for vice chair. We will need a nomination for that as well.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Travis Beast to remain vice chair. He's also done a wonderful job and is very involved in conversations all over South Dakota as well. So things are working well. I think we should keep her the same. So.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll second.
We have a second by Commissioner Bartley. Comments on that motion? Very good. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good. Commissioner Beast will remain the vice chair. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.